Get ready for a major strategic pivot from one of the biggest names in AI, as Meta reportedly shifts away from its open-source philosophy for large language models. This move could redefine competition in the AI space, signaling a new era where proprietary models take center stage, even for companies that once championed openness. It's a fascinating development that underscores the intense race for AI dominance and the value placed on unique, controlled intellectual property. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Friday, May 1, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from The New Stack, reporting that Meta is abandoning its commitment to open-source large language models like Llama in favor of a new proprietary model named Muse Spark. This marks a significant strategic departure for the tech giant, which has historically been a strong advocate for open-source AI development, making its Llama models widely available to researchers and developers. The decision suggests a shift towards greater control over its core AI technology, potentially aiming to create a more defensible competitive advantage in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. According to The New Stack, this move could allow Meta to integrate Muse Spark more deeply and exclusively into its own product ecosystem, offering unique capabilities that are not accessible to competitors or the broader open source community. This pivot reflects the increasing commercial value of advanced AI models and the desire for companies to protect their intellectual property as the AI race intensifies. It will be interesting to see how this impacts the open source AI community and Meta's standing within it. This strategic reorientation highlights the growing imperative for tech giants to differentiate their AI offerings. Shifting gears to the financial pulse of the AI boom, CNBC reports that big tech capital expenditures are now projected to exceed an astounding $1 trillion by 2027. This staggering forecast highlights the unprecedented scale of investment flowing into artificial intelligence infrastructure, far surpassing previous estimates and underscoring the industry's unwavering commitment. While we discussed significant quarterly spending yesterday, this new projection from analysts emphasizes the long-term, escalating financial commitment required to build out the data centers, specialized chips, and energy grids necessary to power advanced AI. According to CNBC, this massive outlay is increasingly seen as a direct pipeline to future revenue streams, with analysts observing a clear flow-through from these investments to company earnings. The trillion-dollar figure by 2027 signals that the AI infrastructure race is not just ongoing, but accelerating dramatically, reshaping the global economic landscape and setting new benchmarks for corporate spending. This level of investment is fundamentally transforming the technology sector's financial priorities and operational strategies. In a development impacting AI training data, Bloomberg reports that several major news organizations are moving to block artificial intelligence companies from using their content for training chatbots. Companies like CNN, NBC, and USA Today are reportedly joining an effort to curb the storage of their copyrighted material in the Common Crawl Archive, a vast web repository frequently utilized by AI developers. This action underscores growing concerns among content creators about intellectual property rights and fair compensation in the age of generative AI, as their work is often ingested without explicit permission or payment. According to Bloomberg, this collective push could significantly impact the availability of diverse and high-quality data for training future AI models, potentially leading to legal battles and new licensing frameworks. It represents a crucial moment in the ongoing debate over how AI models acquire their knowledge and the economic implications for traditional content producers. This move could force AI developers to seek more direct licensing agreements, fundamentally altering the data acquisition landscape. On the product integration front, TechCrunch announced that Google's Gemini AI assistant is set to be integrated into millions of vehicles, significantly enhancing the in-car AI experience. This strategic move signals Google's aggressive push to embed its advanced conversational AI capabilities directly into the driving environment, moving beyond just infotainment systems. The integration aims to provide drivers and passengers with more intuitive voice commands, personalized assistance, and seamless connectivity, making the vehicle a more intelligent and responsive space. According to TechCrunch, this widespread deployment will likely leverage Gemini's multimodal capabilities, allowing for more natural interactions and potentially transforming how we interact with our cars on a daily basis. This initiative positions Google as a key player in the automotive AI sector, competing to define the future of connected and intelligent transportation. The scale of this rollout suggests a confident bet on AI becoming a standard feature in modern vehicles.
In a quick hit from Fox Business, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has reportedly linked recent company layoffs directly to the massive investments being made in artificial intelligence, and he isn't ruling out further workforce reductions. This candid admission highlights the significant financial reallocations occurring within tech giants as they prioritize AI development, even at the cost of other departments. It underscores the intense pressure on companies to fund their AI ambitions and the potential human impact of this technological shift across the industry. Before I let you go, keep an eye on Google DeepMind's research into an AI co-clinician aiming to assist doctors in augment patient care under physician authority, potentially revolutionizing healthcare models and patient outcomes. Also, watch the latest AI model leaderboard from buildfastwithai.com, which just crowned GPT 5.5, Claude Opus 4.7, and DeepSeek V4 as the top performers for April and May 2026, setting new benchmarks for coding, reasoning, and video capabilities. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Friday, May 1, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow for more essential AI news and insights.